right, good to have you back here as we continue the conversation after the 4th of July celebrations and so forth. I hope you had a good 4th of July weekend. My next guest has been watching everything in America for the last many years, commenting on all of it, doing much of that for Fox News. Liz Peek with me, as she often is. Liz, good to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. All right, so the last time you were here, we discussed the Supreme Court and the pending EPA ruling with West Virginia. Came out just about how I expected. Maybe not quite as far as I thought they might go, but they certainly have left it out there to be, this being the Chevron doctrine, to be dealt with going forward. But it was a major setback for the regulatory agencies, wasn't it?
Yeah, I have to say, you were totally on that and ahead of the curve, because I don't think a lot of people were talking about it. And when you mentioned it to me, I sort of dug into it and was astonished to find how far-reaching this decision could prove to be. In other words, not only was the EPA stripped of its authoritarian mandate, which, by which, by the way, they were attempting to completely overhaul the nation's power grid via fiat from the executive office. Obviously, right, this ruling had to do with separation of powers. But also, as you had pointed out, throwing into question all the authority of the FEC, the SEC, the FDA, et cetera. And I really must say, I don't think people even now have recognized what a sort of starter place this is in terms of taking power back to elected representatives, just
exactly
as in Roe v. Wade that happened.
Yep.
Now I think it happens on a much broader scale. And I really do believe, Steve, that is a very good thing for our democracy.
I totally agree. I think it could save the republic. And that's not an overstatement. And the reason I say that is, now, the court, of course, the left, their heads are exploding, their hair's on fire, whatever, because of Roe. But the fact of the matter is, they sent the power back to the states. The states can decide how they're going to handle abortion. And if you want to do something about abortion, get something through Congress. And I don't mean by gaming the system and getting rid of the filibuster. Do it so you have bipartisan support and make it happen. In this case, with the EPA, they sent the power back to Congress. They took it away from these because really, in practical application, Liz, what we've ended up with in America, in my estimation, are four branches of government, because you add the administrative portion to the executive, the judicial, and the legislative, and that's really what we've had since the 1930s with FDR getting more and more and more entrenched, this bureaucracy that doesn't answer to anybody.
Well, and when Trump talked about draining the swamp, some of the people he brought in, Rex Tillerson comes to mind, actually did try to take on these overblown departments and agencies of the federal government. It is impossible. They are so entrenched. They have their own, they walk to their own tune. They really, to your point, they don't even always adhere to what the White House wants to go. For example, right now, when Joe Biden is under such pressure because of gasoline prices, and people across the country are saying, why doesn't he encourage U.S. domestic production as opposed to help asking Saudi Arabia to increase oil output? What is the EPA doing? They are threatening to impose ozone rules on the Permian Basin, which accounts for 43% of U.S. oil output.
Right.
I mean, that is like political suicide, but it's quite possible the White House doesn't even know what's going on. I mean, you know, I don't think you can assume that all these agencies really do walk the line that is laid out by a White House. I think they are sort of out of control, and probably the EPA is just one of them. I think there are many that are that really need to be curtailed.
Well,
but
here's
again,
the one. Yeah, the thing about the EPA, and I just want to jump in there on that one, Liz, because what bothers me about the EPA more than others, one of the part of the ruling said, you know, it has to be statutory in support for an agency to do X, Y, and Z. There has to be solid statutory support for that to happen. Well, the EPA wasn't created by statute. It was created by an executive order in 1970 by Richard Nixon. There's no statutory support for the agency whatsoever to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
so
my problem with
it. That kind of puts it on rather shaky footing, I would say. But here's the real problem. Congress can't write environmental laws because the climate zealots on the left want laws that are enacted that are so ridiculous and so overbearing that they basically will shut down U.S. domestic energy production, and not just coal. I mean, they're also on the attack on oil and gas, as we have seen. So there is no middle ground on a lot of these issues as far as the left is concerned, and that is the problem. On abortion, too, by the way, what the Democrats want to put in place nationally is the kind of policy we have in New York, approved
right,
by the far left, that allows abortion on demand through 9 months.
Nobody
believes
that.
In that.
No.
Right? Exactly.
No. I mean, about late-term abortions, more than 80% of Americans, which includes most pro-choice people, say no. Second trimester abortions, two-thirds say no.
Yeah, I agree. And so there is the compromise is a dirty word to people
right.
on the left. And that's why, I mean, when people talk about Congress being dysfunctional, they can't possibly come up with legislation, is because there's no catering to the middle ground, which frankly is where most Americans are.
That's exactly right. That's why Joe Biden is in the White House for whatever reason, you know, take the shenanigans out of it. But people that did vote for him thought that he would be a moderate and lead from the middle.
Yeah.
And he's leading as if he's left of Bernie Sanders. So it's not what people bargained for. And after a year and a half, they're rejecting it. His approval ratings dipped below 38% on Real Clear Politics average last week. I mean, you're at 37.9%. It came back up a little bit since then. But it's only destined to fall again, I think, because people do look at the gas prices and everything else, right?
Yeah, and that's what I'm writing about for today on Fox. Unfortunately, things are not about to get better, even as we woke up Saturday morning to impeach Joe Biden trending on Twitter. The truth is things are about to be worse because the economy is getting worse. Inflation, energy prices could well get worse if China begins to come back to life. The border is not just out of control now, but is surging and is definitely going to get worse. So I think, unfortunately, we're in a very bad place. There's no leadership, no recognition of the need to make things better for the average American. We have zealots in the White House who have a progressive agenda, and they just don't really care. And they don't care, apparently, about their own party. Very much like Obama, they are sacrificing the Democratic Party right now to their own ambitions. And, that doesn't go well for their party. It sure doesn't go well for America either.
No, it doesn't go well for either one. I think that it's they sit there, the windbags on MSNBC and elsewhere about, oh, it's the end of the Republican Party. I don't see how the Republican Party survives.
Yeah.
Guys, I think you got it backwards because when this is all said and done, the Democrats could be a regional party. I mean, they really could be.
Yeah.
I'll give you the last word.
No, I really don't know how they get out of this. I mean, what we've seen is the progressive brand is dead. Almost every election where a progressive took on an incumbent or an establishment candidate in the last year, this is not just the last several primaries, they've gotten beat. But somehow Bernie Sanders has such sway over this White House that Joe Biden does not dare depart from that orthodoxy. And, he's in big trouble, and I just really can't imagine how they reboot.
I'm with you. I don't see from where I stand today how there's a soft landing for the economy or for
no.
the Democrats. Either
I don't
one.
Either.
I don't see a soft landing. Liz, always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Have a good one.
Yes, ma'am. Liz Peek, everybody, one of my favorites, no question, through all this time. I'll take a break. We'll continue with the conversation after this on The Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me,
You're going to love The Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.